Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to be having some updates from the YouTube team who have implemented streaming across formats, meaning that you can stream both horizontally and vertically at the same time, and people can watch it in either format. Additionally, the YouTube team has rolled out the ability to edit shorts using AI, which will help you put together a first draft of a short you want to make by selecting which of the clips it thinks will work well together, and some more updates. The head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, will stop by to explain five things you can do to help get additional reach on your content. I will let him explain. And also, do you remember how Instagram announced that all teens on the platform would be able to see content that was only rated PG-13? Well, the Motion Picture Association of America came out and said that that is not okay for Instagram to say, and that they own the trademark to the phrase PG-13. We'll get into that. All of this plus Wednesday Waffle on today's show, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the YouTube news. Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team made a really long video talking about all of the updates that the team has been working on. I mentioned before about the ability to stream across formats, both vertical and horizontal, and the ability to edit videos using AI. She talks about some other things that really aren't as interesting, so I'm just going to hit the highlights in this video. Here's the clip from Lauren.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. One of the many exciting announcements from Made on YouTube is the ability to easily stream across formats and have the vertical stream be eligible for discovery in the Shorts feed. Now, you can automatically generate a vertical layout from your horizontal live stream directly in the live control room. This means no incremental bandwidth, less effort, and more time for you to focus on your content. We're building this for simplicity and scale, helping more creators reach a wider audience. First, start a new stream in YouTube Studio and pick the dual stream toggle from the layout settings. Next, we'll generate a vertical layout by taking a center crop from your horizontal feed, which you can preview. When you're ready, start your stream, and you're streaming in both orientations. Stay tuned for updates in the coming months for more crop templates and 3P encoder compatibility for the vertical layout.
Okay, if you are a YouTuber who does live streams, this is really going to help you to grow and going to make your life significantly easier. So this is a huge deal. Next, Lauren spends the time to explain how advertising on YouTube does not impact your channel's organic performance, meaning whatever organic performance you are going to get from the video will be still happening and will not be impacted because you chose to advertise on YouTube. Here's the clip.
Many creators have questions about advertising, whether it's a brand using their content in an ad campaign or running their own ad campaigns with YouTube Promote. It's a topic with misconceptions that can cause creators to hesitate, and today we want to myth bust a common question, which is, will advertising hurt my channel's organic performance? No. Your video's organic performance and its performance as a paid ad are two separate processes. The performance of one does not impact the performance of the other, and here's why. Organic performance is determined by how the platform's algorithm recommends your video to viewers based on factors like watch time, engagement, and audience retention. This is your video's word-of-mouth reach, determined by the quality of the content itself. Whether or not it also runs as an ad has no impact. Paid ad performance is determined by the budget and targeting settings. Either you, via Promote, or a brand pays to get your video in front of a new, targeted audience that your channel might not have reached on its own. It's worth noting that when you view your aggregated performance metrics in YouTube Analytics, including both organic and paid, you may see lower numbers in audience retention and click-through rate. This is because the goal of advertising is often to get content in front of new audiences, which may engage at a lower rate than your core organic audience. To better understand your paid versus organic breakdown, you can now use the new metrics in YouTube Analytics that we mentioned earlier. The team is happy to dive deeper into questions you have about ads or Promote, so leave your questions below.
Okay, I'm just going to pause it real quick right there. I think she explained that very well. In the next segment, Lauren gets into the new Edit with AI feature that's available. It's a great way to start your videos off in terms of picking which clips are going to go in and allowing the AI to do the preliminary editing before you dive in deeper. However, from what I can tell, this only seems to be available on mobile and not on your laptop or desktop, which is where you would probably do a vast majority of your editing if you're working with a lot of footage. Here's the clip from Lauren.
Moving on. We've rolled out Edit with AI, which helps you transform your raw footage into a compelling first draft. Edit with AI handles the initial heavy lifting, arranging the best moments from your footage into a coherent story with music and effects so you have a starting point to refine and personalize. We think this will be especially helpful for creators to cut down the time it takes to generate a first draft. It even has unique Hindi voiceover styles like a Cricut commentator and Shayari for our Indian creator community. You can use Edit with AI in both the YouTube Create app on Android and the Shorts camera. This feature will be available for most creators in the coming weeks. Download the YouTube Create app and stay tuned for more updates.
Okay, in the last clip I'm going to share from Lauren, she talks about the new enhanced resolution that's going to be available to help upscale your older videos that have been uploaded to YouTube that may not have the sharpest resolution. I'll let Lauren explain.
Moving on, we're launching Super Resolution, which uses AI upscaling to enhance video resolution and improve video quality of new uploads and some existing videos. Why? A significant portion of older video content exists in lower resolutions, and this negatively impacts the viewing experience, especially on larger, higher resolution displays. Super Resolution will automatically upgrade eligible new and existing videos originally uploaded in 240 to 720p to HD resolution of up to 1080p. 4K is not available at this time. Super Resolution is on by default, and creators have the option to opt out. This setting can be managed in YouTube Studio on desktop. Additionally, we're increasing the file size limits for video thumbnails from 2 to 50 megabytes. This will allow creators to upload ultra-high-resolution thumbnails that look great on 4K TVs. We've also begun testing expanding the file upload size for long-form videos.
I'm going to stop the clip there, but I'm glad Lauren also mentioned about the higher-resolution thumbnails because that is something that is increasingly important as we all spend more time watching YouTube on larger screens. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Motion Picture Association of America sending a cease and desist to Instagram for using the term PG-13 to describe teen content on the platform, and five things you can do to get more reach on Instagram. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's get into the Instagram news. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about an update where Instagram was going to allow teen accounts to only see content similar to what they would see in a PG-13 movie. However, the Motion Picture Association, the trade group that's in charge of moving ratings, has asked Meta to stop using its PG-13 rating when referring to the type of content that teens will see. The MPAA sent a cease and desist order to Meta on October 28th, saying Meta's use of the rating is, quote, literally false and highly misleading, end quote. The Motion Picture Association gave a letter to The Verge, which says, in part, quote, the MPA has worked for decades to earn the public's trust in its rating system. Meta's claim that its teen accounts will be guided by or aligned with the MPA's PG-13 rating and that teen account content will be similar to what would be seen in a PG-13 movie has the real potential to erode that trust. End quote. Meta came back with saying, quote, Meta has never claimed or implied that its teen account offerings are officially PG-13 rated or certified by the MPA. In fact, it has expressly stated the opposite, end quote. This battle is interesting, and I will keep you posted as it develops. And now, the head of Instagram gives five tips on how you can expand your reach on the platform, which is something we all want. Here's the clip.
Five simple things you can do to increase your reach on Instagram. One, you need a hook. Give me a reason to keep watching those first 3 seconds so I don't keep scrolling on. Two, turn on captions. About half the time that people are in feed, their audio is off. So they're not going to know that you're talking unless you turn on captions. Three, turn on translations. Most of our users don't speak the language you speak, no matter what language you speak. And we can now automatically translate reels using AI into English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Hindi, which reaches more than half of our users worldwide. Four, use music. Particularly if you're using photos or carousels, but even in Reels, if it works with your content strategy. And five, Use Trials. If you're not comfortable posting a lot to your main grid and to all of your followers on a regular basis, Trials is a great way to see if something is working with the people who do not follow you at first, and then you can upgrade anything that you're proud of to your followers and to your profile. More advice to come soon. Peace.
I'm glad he mentioned the point about the hook right up front, because I do think that's so important. It's worth the time to either ask AI to generate some hooks for you or experiment with different ones to see what works, because you want to keep people's attention. Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear me talk about a topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered, sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave, without a break or a pit stop, still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab, if you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else besides social media. So I've been doing this new thing that I saw on TikTok, and it's hilarious to me, and I'm 100% addicted to it. Here's what it is. Have you ever reached the point with your old clothes where you realize that you've just about had enough of them? Maybe it's a shirt you're 100% tired of and you never want to wear it again. Or maybe it's a pair of socks that's just starting to develop a hole. Or maybe it's an undershirt that's looking a little bit yellow. Whatever it is, maybe you're going to toss it, maybe you're going to put it in the donation pile, whatever. Instead of doing that, take it and put it in your suitcase. And then the next time you go on vacation, wear that item, and after you've worn it, just throw it away. It's fantastic. It is incredibly addicting. You start looking through your closet of things that you maybe have been saving for no good reason and you're tired of, and you could definitely wear one more time and feel good about throwing it away. Or when your items are starting to get kind of worn and you feel like, hey, that's the last time I'm going to wash this pair of socks, you could just put it right in your suitcase. And then when you come back from wherever you've gone, your suitcase is lighter and you could maybe put some gifts or something else in there instead. I saw this on TikTok a few months back. I thought it was silly. I figured, what the heck, I'll try it. And now I am 100% addicted to doing this. Go ahead, give it a shot. Let me know what you think. Throwing your clothes away on vacation is the most gratifying feeling of all time. Okay, thank you for listening to me talk about a topic that is slightly different from social media. I cannot tell you how fulfilling this is, because although it's nice to talk about YouTube and Instagram and Threads over and over and over and be consistent and be proud of that consistency, it's really nice to talk about something else for a change.